Blog Talk Radio.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it.
This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That was Smokey Robinson singing a rendition of You've Lost That Loving Feeling, originally by the Righteous Brothers. And that song is always beautiful, regardless of who sings it. But when Smokey sings it, well, all right. Okay. I've been really kind of sick this week, so you're going to have to bear with me. I'm really getting myself together as of today. Hopefully, by the week, before the week is out, I'm much better. But Monday, I think it was Monday or Sunday, I was so sick. You know how people say they're so sick they think they're going to die? Woo! I think I was close to it. I'm telling you, I was just sick. I stayed in the bed all day Sunday and partially Monday, because generally I take my daughter to work, but I couldn't do it this Monday because I was sick, really, really sick. And like I said, well, thank you. I'm doing a little bit better, but Monday and Sunday and, whew, thought I was going to be checking out, but, you know, God is good, pulled me through. And tonight we have a very good show going on here. How you doing, Pink Bunny?
Hello, Delicious. How are you today?
I am fantastic. And how you doing, Rhea?
Doing well. How are you? Well, better.
Yeah, I'm doing so much better than what I was doing a few days ago, because I, like I had mentioned, I thought I was going to be checking out. I was just out of it, you know. It just seemed like it suddenly, something just suddenly struck me. I don't know what it was, but, you know, I'm glad I'm so much better today. And tonight's show is 14 Signs How You Might Be Bad in Bed.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, you might believe your performance between the sheets is stellar and sexy, but what if your guy doesn't think you're quite the hubba-bubba sexy love-making machine you think you are?
There are definitely some signs.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely they are, and we're going to discuss those tonight, because some women really don't know, you know, and some guys, they're being so gracious, they won't say anything to their, you know, their significant other, but, you know, just grin and bear it or whatever. We're going to give out the signs, so you women that any signs fit you, you can cut them out and, you know, be more happy in your relationship in the bedroom. Okay, now, the bedroom looks like your office.
Work?
Yeah, you know how sometimes you go to bed and you got work from the office spread out all on the bed, and you know you're just with your whole office home and you got it on the bed, and your man's coming to bed to sex you down, and you got papers. Oh well, I gotta get this report out, this and that, you know. So always have your bedroom for love making and, you know, things that go on in the bedroom. Because you, if you're in a house or whatever, you can set up a different room for your office or keep your office work at work. When you come home, use your bedroom for the purpose of sleeping and making love. You know, at one point, I'm going to admit, my bedroom, especially my bed, it held everything. Books, papers,
oh, no.
Clothes. It was just, and, you know, I wasn't really thinking that, you know, it was a distraction, because whenever, you know, my friend at that particular time or whatever was coming over, I would, you know, get everything off the bed, but it really shouldn't have been that way. So when he comes and they see me cleaning off the bed, you know, what is this all about, you know? So you have to be very conscious when you are in the bedroom, things that, you know, belong in the bedroom. Then some people don't even have televisions in their bedrooms, because that can be a distraction, you know. But I have a television in my bedroom. Yes,
I
do.
I have one in mine, too. I need one. I mean, just
for
the folks, but what if you want to watch some videos? You know what I mean?
Right, right. I have a television, and I have a component set in my bedroom as well, because sometimes I may, you know, wake up in the morning and just want to turn on and listen to some music. It's remote, so, you know, but I know when and when not to have those things being distractions, because I don't like anything to interfere with when I'm in that mood. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also, I would say, speaking of bedroom, having, like, family pictures up around in the bedroom, I don't think that's appropriate.
Family pictures?
Yeah, I think family pictures and, like, pictures of your family, like your kids right next to your bed, mm-mm. Somebody wants to look over and see someone's mom or dad, you know what I mean? Like, that's buzzkill. Honey,
well,
let's keep that stuff downstairs if you want to look at them, okay. But let's up here, let's put, like, sexy pictures, like, you know, half-naked pictures of each other, us.
Well, in my bedroom, I have pictures on the wall right where my bed is. I have pictures of I have a picture of this guy. I went to an event they had here years and years ago, and this picture is everywhere. It's all on the internet and everything. It's called Lovers, Two Lovers or something. But I have that picture. Then I have two pictures, and they're black and white. And then on the other wall, I have a big picture of this stripper that this photographer. photographer took this picture and he autographed it, and a friend of my daughter's got his autograph and gave the picture to me because it was one of the strippers when I was going to the strip clubs that I really particularly, you know, was liked in him, you know, not in the form of wanting to be in a relationship, but how he performed.
Like how he looked.
You know,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Just like how he looked, like you had a poster of him.
Right,
like a,
right,
and
his performance.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she got that picture. So that's on the other wall. And then I have beside that a picture of this guy who's on one knee and a woman is standing in front of him. Both of them are totally nude, but he has his hand over her vagina and she has her arm crossing her breast. Then next to that I have this couple that are kissing. They're nude. You know, those are appropriate pictures. Then on the far wall where my dresser is, I have a picture of my my daughter and her son when he was, you know, little. And next picture to that, I have a picture of me and my daughter when she was a baby. And, you know, on the closet, I have a picture of my mom when she was younger. And on that other wall, I have a picture of my two sisters and a cousin. So, you know, but I, you know, people have their preference. Like you said, you wouldn't have the family pictures up there, you know, in your bedroom. But those are, like, my intimate family, you know. So whatever floats your boat. You know, I just feel, but on the other walls, yes, it should be something sexy, something provocative, something that keeps that bedroom hot and ready, you know, because
right.
one guy told me, he said, I have a, what did he call my bedroom? Dang, I forgot, but he says something about it looks like a sex chamber or something, he said, you know, referring to my bedroom. But I like my bedroom, and my daughter, when she comes into my bedroom, she said, I want my bedroom to be like this. But her bedroom, she has color in her bedroom, and my walls are white, but, you know, it's black and white. My bedroom is black and white. And I have black curtains up with white curtains, you know, draping over them. You know, it's really intimate to me. And then I have a bookcase in there with books on and different things on my bookcase. And yeah, it's really intimate to me. So,
what's number
you know,
two?
That, huh?
What's number two?
Okay, number two is you're not into oral action.
Uh-oh.
Why it might mean you're bad in bed. Do you really have to tell you why? We have yet to meet a guy who didn't love getting and giving oral sex.
I know,
so
like women that
bag.
Don't do that, do they make
huh?
them anymore? Women
huh?
that don't do that, do they make them anymore?
Well, I think they do. I really do, because I had a girlfriend, and she said she's never did it before. Now, I'm just going by what she told me. Maybe
the
she's in the closet.
Ass.
Yeah, maybe, you know, because you have those ones that are in the closet about it, but, you know, I just can go by her word, you know, that she never did it before. And another friend of mine, she said that she basically didn't do it until she was, like, I think in her 30s or 40s or something like that. And she said the reason why she didn't do it, you know, when she was in those relations, because she just didn't feel comfortable, you know, having, you know, oral sex. She couldn't understand the dynamics behind it and, you know, why people liked it and this and that. But once she got the hook of it, oh, she loves it now.
Oh, that's,
you know,
good.
Yeah, but there are some women, believe it or not, who are not into oral. I had another girlfriend say she didn't like doing it, and she didn't like receiving it. So her and her husband are no longer together. I don't know if it's over the oral thing, but, you know, she says she didn't like it. But, you know, you have women who have their preferences. Now, myself, I love oral. I love giving it as well as receiving it, you know, especially from someone who knows exactly what they're doing, how they're doing it. And, of course, I know what I'm doing. So if someone is pleasing me orally, you know, it's all good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I've heard a few guys who are like, oh, my God, no, I don't do that. I don't do that. But how can you expect to get it if you won't do it? I mean, a lot of guys are like that. They want you to do it to them, but as soon as you ask them, they're like, oh, no, I don't do that. That's a deal breaker.
Right, right. And then there's something else about the oral thing with me. I don't want a guy to ask me to do that. I really prefer volunteering my services like that, because I don't ask guys to to have oral sex with me. I ask them, do they engage in it? You know, I'm not asking them, well, you, if I go down on you, you're going to have to go down on me because it's my pleasure. You know,
it's not so much as asking them, but if you ask them in a sexy way,
mm-hmm.
they like that. Like, can I do that to you? And I mean, and the graphic, the more graphic you are, the better they love it. So if you ask them to do that, and then they say, of course, and then you do, and then, of course, you know, it's not going to be every time. You don't have to reciprocate every time. But,
right.
you know, make sure you show attention, you know, as I do show attention to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You have to do
right,
that.
Right,
I mean,
but I'm just
like
saying, because I had a guy to tell me one time, he says, I'll go down on you if you go down on me. That does not sound sensual, sexy, romantic, or nothing, you know. So I just told him, I said, well, if it got to be like that, I don't think we need to be even engaging in it. Because I had already had it in my mind what I was going to do, you know, and then for him to say something like that, it just took the whole feeling away, and it was a done deal. You know, and like you said, it's okay to maybe say something sexy, you know, like, I really want to taste you, or I want to lick you, or, you know, something like that, opposed to...
I would say what I would say, but I don't want to, you know, a flood of phone calls coming in. Tell her to say it again.
Please say it.
To my phone sex operator voice for a second. Okay, so number three.
Okay. Number three. You jump out of bed the second it's over. Now, we know you need to clean up when the party's over, but really don't run right to the bathroom the minute the deed is done. For one thing, it's essentially sending your man the message that you think that
dirty.
Yeah, you think something sort of icky. For other guys, I actually like the intimate cuddle time. Getting up immediately and running to the bathroom is a big buzz.
Catching your breath. If you ain't trying to catch your breath, then you got more fucking to do.
Yeah. And then to get up and run to the bathroom gives that, you know, your partner the idea that, you know, something's icky or you may not have liked it or, you know, what for whatever reason. But I like to just, you know, lay there and cuddle for a few minutes and catch my breath and, you know, maybe go a second time, you know, before I go.
Hey, third.
Yeah, before I even attempt to, you know, go to the bathroom. But it's like that. You can kill that buzz. So, ladies, when your man finishes, don't jump up, run to the bathroom. Not unless you have to urinate. If you got to urinate, that's a different story. You got to go.
No,
to
you
the
better
bathroom.
Hold it. Use those muscles to clench it. You can hold it for a second or a minute or two. Because,
but
the worst thing you can do is, like, okay, you're done, and it's like, run into the bathroom? Oh, you can't do that. That looks really, really bad.
Yeah, but if you have a weak bladder or something, you can hold it. You're going to have to go to that bathroom. You know, but like you said, if you can hold it.
I know, but if
you
would think about it, like, what if he ran to the bathroom as soon as he was done? Wouldn't you feel a crazy way? So I would, like, definitely wait. If you have to pee, just wait appropriate minute of time and then say, you know, don't take this the wrong way, but I have to pay really quick. I would think that a man would rather hear that truthness than think that, oh, man, was she running in the bathroom for it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that is something to think about, you know, because in any event, if you can just hang around, just hang around, you know, and do the kissing and the touching. And like I said, it might start up again before you... you know, even go to the bathroom. Yeah. So number four. Don't hang around in your sweatpants. Now we don't suggest you start vacuuming a red lace nightie, but men are visual creatures and your honey will notice if you start trying to look too sexy for him. Pay attention to how you look and don't get too comfortable. They may not always verbalize it, but men appreciate a woman who tries to look sexy for them. It shows she's interested.
Exactly.
And, of course, yeah, of course.
That's
you
exactly what
hobby.
I call putting on your five-star.
Yeah. Yeah, because men, yeah, cause men are visual and they want to see something. You know, they want to see your little teddy and showing your cleavage and your little thong, showing your butt cheeks or, you know, your crouchless underwear, you know, things like that to make him that more interested in you, make him anticipate that moment when he touches you and, you know, kiss you and caress you. You know, give him something to look at opposed to your sweatpants, you know. And they're nice. You can, you know, just lounge around the house in a pair of sweatpants or whatever. But, you know, when it's time to go to bed, if you got to put your hair up, you know, leave your hair. You know what? I think the only women, and I really hate to say this, but I think the only women that has problems when it comes to their hair is us black women. We don't want him to mess our hair up. Let this be a night when he can mess your hair up, your makeup, everything. You know, just give it to him. You know, don't be, I got to tie my hair up. I got to roll my hair up.
That's the weave girls. That's the weave girls that say that.
The who girls?
The weave girls.
Oh, but you know, just let those things go, you know, because you gotta, you know, make some sacrifices, and you can always get your hair done, or when you go to work, wear a scarf, turban, whatever. But you know, when it comes down to being intimate with your man, give him your all. Just give him your all. And okay, another thing. Number five is you talk about how your ex was in bed. That is a big no, no. And it's a turnoff. Because why are you in the bed with your present and talking about your ex? Oh, well, he didn't kiss me like that. He kissed me like this. He didn't stick it in like this. He did. Oh, no. That is a complete turnoff.
You know who does that, girl?
Huh?
Little girls do that. If she's talking about her ex, that's another sign of craziness. Because why would anyone want to think that that's okay to say in front of your new person? Don't bring old baggage to a new relationship.
Right. And that also lets a person know then you obviously are not over your ex, and there's a possibility that you and your ex may still be hooking up. You see what I'm saying? Because it's you know, why are you still talking about him? He's your ex for a reason.
Right.
You know, and the sooner women realize that, the
men do
better
it
off.
Too.
Huh?
Men do it too. Oh, my girl, my other girl used to do this, this or that, or whatever. Men do it too.
Uh-huh. And so you can't bring your exes up, because that a red flag would go up if a guy was telling me, especially in this situation, that we're in the bedroom getting ready to have sex, and the first thing comes out of his mouth is when I maybe position, well, my past girlfriend, she didn't do it like that. Excuse me.
No,
maybe
that's
you need
a,
to be with your,
I'm going home.
Yeah, maybe you need to be with your ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm, I wish
you know.
Said that to me. That's definitely fighting words.
Yeah, that is definitely a turnoff. Rhea?
Yes?
Do you want to chime in on any of the things you just spoke about? Hello?
I'm here. Not yet.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, when you do, honey, just chime on in.
I will.
Okay. All right. The sixth sign is your pre-sex routine takes longer than the act itself.
Oh.
Now, picture it. Your man is lying in the bed, ready and waiting, and you're in the bathroom brushing your teeth, taking out your contacts, washing off your makeup. Guys hate this. Having sex with you is a major priority for them, and they want you to feel the same way. When your beauty routine comes before he does, well, it just kills the moment. Okay, so try to, before you get home from work, you could you know, you could get ready then, you know, sort of like maybe you want to take off your makeup and stuff like that. Or even you can go to sleep with your makeup on, because some women do sleep in makeup.
That's really awful. All those women who do that, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Really
some women sleep
skin.
In their makeup because you know what they've worn it for so long until they can't see themselves without it. When they take it off, they look so different, you know, to themselves until they just rather keep, you know, that makeup on and wake up in the morning with it on and do a little touch up on it.
Oh,
you know?
No, then that's a whole nother show. That's called low self esteem. No, we don't have time for that.
But trust and believe, there are women who wear their makeup, and some women even have their makeup tattooed on them.
Now,
you know,
I've heard of that.
Right,
one of my besties has that her eyeliner tattooed on her eyes, and it
right,
looks hot because that's her look. I mean, but as far as sleeping in your actual makeup, that, like, ages your skin so bad. Like, people are so amazed when I tell them how old I am, and they never believe me. I have to show my license because they say, well, what do? I say, I wash my face.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, but, but they don't suggest you going to bed every night with your makeup on because, of course, that's not good for your skin. But, you know, once in a while, you know, when opposed to being in the bathroom hours and whatever, how long it takes you to take your makeup off, brush your teeth, take your contacts out, take a shower, do this, and your man's waiting in the bed. His penis is hard as a rock, but you've been in there so long it went down. And,
well,
you know, then...
Here's my thought on that. I'm going to have the other side because I am one of those in the bathroom for a long time kind of chicks. Because I'm in the bathroom right now, and it's like my beauty room, and I love just being in here. It's like a dressing room. So when I'm in here, I'm chilling out. I'm getting ready to go out there and put loving on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he will appreciate me being comfortable when my teeth are brushed and – my contacts are out, and I know my face is clean, then that way I can focus more on what I'm doing in the business area than thinking, like, oh, my God, like, my eyes are burning because my contacts are dry and my breath probably stinks.
But let me ask you this. How long does that process take?
It shouldn't take more than, like, from going in the shower, say, honey, I'm going to take a shower, I'll be out in 25 minutes, no more than
25 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that means
now,
you just got to start moving your ass faster.
Right. Now you go in there and you come out, it's 45 minutes later. so he doesn't have the right to be a little bit upset and his penis went down and you're coming in there, well, I'm all ready to go, but he's not ready. You see what I'm saying? So it's okay if you say, I'm going to be 25 minutes. So maybe he'll just lay there for 25 minutes. And, you know, when you're getting out the shower, then y'all can begin y'all's little foreplay. Or, you know, sometimes maybe you can invite him in the shower with you. And, you know, from that point, it could be maybe quicker because you want to hurry up and, you know, get out, take your contacts out, brush your teeth. You brush your teeth in the shower, whatever. Get out and then y'all, you know, get in the bedroom and get it going on.
Yeah, I
was
going to say, or we could do it together. Like, we get in the shower together, we brush our teeth together, and then we get in the bed together.
Right, right. But this was speaking of having him waiting in the bed, you know. Okay. Honey, I'll be back. I'm just going to be a few minutes, you know. And he's laying there waiting and waiting and waiting and, you know, then you get to bed, he might even be asleep.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You know, you're coming in, you're all good to go and ready and smelling good, looking good and feeling good, and he's over there hitting them Z's like 40 going north.
Then you wake him up. Go downstairs and wake him up. That's what you do. That's how you fix that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The seventh sign is your sex routine has become well routine. And most couples who've been together for a while slip into a mode of having comfortable, almost lazy sex. That's not a bad thing as long as it's not only sex you have. It's natural for men and women too to get bored with the same old routine lovemaking, and you certainly don't want him to think you're lost interest in the relationship or that it doesn't turn you on anymore. So even just for one night, have hot out-of-the-house hotel sex can really step up your sex life. You don't have to splurge or go far away. Just being out of your element will add excitement to your normal routine. And if a night away isn't an option for you, get yourself a copy of the Kama Sutra and stick post-it notes on all the pages you want to try. Men love a challenge. So, you know, getting out of that routine of, and then you really don't have to go outside of your house because there are places like maybe in the kitchen or in the basement or in the bathroom, on the steps. You know, you just have to create these other places where it's not boring or you're not doing the same thing over and over and over. You know, in your office, if you have a home office, you could, you know, come in your office and bend over the desk or sit in the chair or, you know, how, there's just ways that you can create things to do to keep your routine from being a routine.
You got to christen every room in your house.
Yeah.
But that's where spontaneity comes in, too.
Yeah, that's true.
While he's on the couch, you know, watching TV, go in and start writing. And it's like, honey, what are you doing? Come on, honey, let's go.
Yeah, because you can do anything, even on the staircase. You know, you could, I mean, it's just so many things because I be thinking about a lot of things in my house that I've, that I've done my office and, you know, just being creative with things. That's how you got to do to keep it from being boring.
Role playing.
And, huh?
Role playing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Like,
it's so many
you
things.
Pretend like he's like in a massage parlor and you say, you know, you want ending? They love that.
Yeah, they do. They most definitely do. So you just have to put that little spice in it and, you know, come out of that bedroom, you know, like it's really nothing wrong with the bedroom. It's nothing really wrong with, doing the, doing it away from the bedroom.
Do it in the car.
Yeah, in the car or in a park. Mm-hmm. Or in a nightclub, in the bathroom. You know, there's just so many. Yeah, it's just so many things and places that you can, pump up your sex life and keep it going. You know, and people would do that. You know, you'd be surprised, you know, how long you'd be in a relationship. So we're going to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to be on, I think it's the eighth sign.
And how many signs are there?
It's 14.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after this break. Okay, welcome back to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. That's 646-652-2877 for any questions or comments. Tonight's topic is, it's 14 signs you might be bad in bed. So like I said, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. Again, that number is 646-652-2877. And we're back with tonight's topic. We're on, we're on number 8 reason why you might be bad in bed. And you never take the lead. Okay, come on, you know it's not fair to make your man do all the work. Men often complain that their partners don't initiate sex enough. In fact, more than 30% of women say their partners initiate sex most of the time. That's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's important for you to be the one who gets things going sometimes. Men want to be wanted too. So the next time you're out to dinner, bring a pair of sexy red panties. Or you can wear them if you're feeling extra frisky. Excuse yourself, go to the restroom. Then when you come back, stick the pair of panties in his pocket. He'll look down, see your gift, and you know what that is, and instantly ask for the check. Or for at least risky approach, get his engine revving throughout the day by sending steamy yet blunt text messages about what you can't wait to do to him tonight. So, you know, like it says, some women, you know, will initiate and some women don't. And my friend told me, he says, you never initiate. But I'm not conscious of that, you know, because it seems that he's always initiating. So, okay, whatever. But I have to be a little bit more conscious of it. And then I thought about it. I said, well, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the one to say, well, come on here, big boy. Take them pants off and let's get it on.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm the one. I'm the initiator all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, how do you do that? Do you when you're out and about, or you know when you get
like
in that mood?
When, which is all the time. When I want it, I just know that there's certain things I can do, like walking in front of him and bending over extra sexy way and
wow.
Accidentally on purpose not wearing anything under my pajamas or anything.
Mm-hmm. That'll do it.
Just little signs like that, or, you know, get in a bed half naked, all the way naked.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you ever actually say to him, I want us to make love tonight, or however you say it, do you actually initiate it like that?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was talking about earlier. You got to have that sex phone operator voice and be like, you know.
Go on, girl, let it out.
Yeah, like, or just walk up to him randomly and say, I just want to suck your cock tonight so bad.
Mm.
Bam. So we think about that all day.
Yeah,
this
yes,
you will. Power of suggestion. And you say that, and he'll be like, oh, my God, she really must want to, you know, do that. Especially me. I'm a fan of giving. I'm a very good giver.
Yeah. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that because I feel the same way, you know. But, yeah, so you have to sometimes just walk up to him, put that little sexy voice on him, or, you know, like you said, have on a gown with nothing underneath of it and walk in front of him, bend over, or, you know, bend down so he can see your cleavage really good, or, you know, just do something to let him know, hey, I want this. Or you could say, you know, like I had mentioned, you know, I'm ready. I am so ready for you to put that dick in me. Come on, let's go upstairs now. You know, so don't be afraid to take the lead and let your man know what you want.
Especially, that's what I said about him earlier, the initiating it. And if he is one of those kind of guys that like to sit on the couch and watch TV until it's time to go upstairs, then you know what? Then you go downstairs with nothing on under your robe and, you know, start it. Get it popping.
Yeah,
Don't wait for him to have to come upstairs. You know what I mean? Just get it initiated anywhere, especially if you just tease him and then say, now come upstairs to finish.
Yeah.
So come.
Yeah. It's about doing that foreplay. Getting that foreplay out there and getting that done.
Even buying those stripper shoes that you can't walk in regular life and they're just for the bedroom shoes. We don't actually wear them in public.
No.
Those kind of, and do a little, get a lap dance video. Learn how to, you know, do a pole dance.
Right, and it's also, if your bedroom is big enough to have a pole in your bedroom, now that really turns men on, to do a little pole dance. You really don't have to, you know, do anything like those strippers do, like them strippers be working on poles. You just learn the basic little steps going around the pole and, you know, swinging around it and, you know, how to dip and this and that. They love that, especially coming from their significant other. They really like that. You know, you put on your little stripper heels and your little thongs or whatever and, you know, just go for it for a few minutes and, you know, he'll know what's next.
Yeah, freak in the sheets, lady in the street. Hello. Rule number one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth. That is the truth. And men love that. They love when, you know, they can come home and they can get, you know, whatever it is they want from their significant other. And,
you know what
a
good trick is?
What?
Here's a trick I've learned over my many years. draw a bullseye on a part of your body.
Mm-hmm.
They love that.
And then okay.
And flash them. Say, you think you could, hit bullseye?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, my mind is working.
Draw bullseye with lipstick, like with red lipstick or whatever lipstick you have. Draw it like on, like in between your boobs.
Uh-huh.
Like, can you shoot it right here?
Uh huh.
Love it. They love it.
Okay.
Little tip, pink bunny tip.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Okay, number 9. You act like it's a favor. Now we know you're tired. But acting like you're doing him a favor is not doing anyone any favors. Having a charity approach to sex is awful, especially if you find yourself saying something like, go ahead, just do it. No one likes to feel that his or her beloved is just grinning and bearing it. And when you don't show any enthusiasm for the act, it's a major blow to his ego.
Well,
yeah.
That, if you're not into sex, that means you're not into the dude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a sign of you might not like the dude you're with. So, because if you're not attracted to him sexually and not want to jump his bones at least twice a week, something's wrong with the relationship.
Right, but what if you're tired? You've been working all day and you come home, you're tired. Now, it's not to say that you don't love this man and you haven't gave him good sex before, but it may be a couple of nights out of the week you just burnt out. And for you just to tell him, yeah, go on, do it, you know, it's I would think it would be more appropriate to let him know, well, sweetheart, you know, maybe I could take a nap and get refreshed and, you know, then we could do it like that, you know, opposed to just telling him, go on, do it. You see what I'm saying? So that can be worked out in both of you guys' favor if, you know, she handles it the right way instead of just, you know, saying to him, go ahead, just do it. You know, I would be turned off, you know, as well. If I'm a man and, my woman comes home and she's tired.
I don't understand how this is actually happening in real life.
Like, what?
There are actually, I mean, that just blows my mind how there are actually women out there that say, go ahead and just do it. Like, who does that?
Honey, you would be surprised.
I am surprised. I'm shocked to shit. I really am. Like, who would actually want their wife to say that to them? No, why would you think that that's okay to say, go ahead, honey, and just act like he's, you know, what's the color purple dude? Danny Glover.
Mister.
No, yeah, ew. Danny Glover in it and just, you know, do the business. I don't agree with that at all.
Well, you know, that's what I'm saying, because if, you know, if I was to come home too tired and my significant other wanted to have sex, I'm going to say, look, baby, I'm really tired. You know, perhaps we can take a nap, or maybe if you give me a nice massage and rejuvenate me, then we could go for it. I said, but, you know, right now I'm too tired. Opposed to just laying there like a dead fish and telling him to go ahead.
Okay. That blows my mind. They need to be introduced. They need to then, I'm sorry, I have to say this, but women like that, I wish they would call in, because I have a cure for that. It's called smoking a big fat blunt. That'll relieve you of that, go ahead and just do it. So go smoke a fatty and then go in and see how you feel. Then you'll want it to jump your man's bones every night. That's real talk right there. 100% pink bunny.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, you know, you do have those women now, I'm telling you. And you have to be active, and we mean active, you know, participate in your sex life, even if you're exhausted. We all know what tired feels like, and chances are your guy understands. But instead of simply turning him down, tell him all the things you really want to do with him tomorrow, or like I said, later on or whatever. You know, you can also offer to talk dirty in his ear while he gets himself off. You never know. You might just get inspired. You know, while he's getting off, then you might perk up and say, oh, okay, well, I'm ready to go. You know, but you have to make some type of compromise opposed to just giving pity sex. You know, just going and do it. I'm going to lay here. You know, and that's, ooh, that's just terrible, because I hear our guys talk about, man, I was with this girl, and she was just like a dead fish.
Oh,
she didn't move an inch, you know. And I'm just saying, how can somebody just lay there?
I don't know. My mind is blowing right now. It's across the hall. Seriously.
Because I'm just saying, in order to get something out of you, you have to move with it. You have to work with it. You know, you're just laying there like a dead fish.
I guess prudes out there, women that just don't understand that your body is made for sex. You're supposed to be doing all these things. Why would God make sex feel so good if he didn't want us to do it all the time?
Well,
I mean, that's
just
my opinion. I know that goes against what a lot of people think, but it's human nature to touch yourself and to be okay with your body. And women that just lay there and don't participate, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they're lesbians or something.
Well, I don't know, you know, if they're lesbians or what, but, you know, just to lay there and do nothing, is something going on in their mind or something that's keeping them from doing that? Because I was told at one point, well, I did it on purpose because I was just so not wanting to be with that person. And he just kept saying, you're not going to move, you can't move, so I'll move a little teeny weeny bit, you know, because I didn't want to be with that person, you know. And, but I would have to move even to get myself to enjoy, because it's a rhythmic to it that makes a woman have an orgasm, determines an orgasm, an internal orgasm, you know, moving and grooving with this person, and then you can almost get them to the point of how you want them to move it in and out of you, and how to pump you and, you know, get those juices flowing and get those feelings, all those little buds rising and, you know, getting that orgasm ready to come up out of you. You have to move, ladies. Don't just lay there. You know,
I want these women to call in. I want women that don't, that just lay there to call in, and I want to know why. I guess because I'm such a sexual person. Like, I think about sex just as much as a man. It's not more daily, every second. But that's why it's just such a big part of who I am. I'm very sexual. So women that aren't, that want to wear turtlenecks every day and just don't want to be proud of the fact that they're women and we can come multiple times, you should take advantage of that fact.
But, you know, you just have those groups of women who have these issues. And number 10, we're going to touch on that a little bit. Number 10 is you're riddled with insecurities about your body. Now, believe us, despite what you see in the mirror, he doesn't notice those dimples on your thighs or the pimple on your chin. We all have insecurities, but you've got to get over them. Making love with a woman caught up in the hurricane of self-doubt is really trying. Confidence is sexy. Okay, first, ban the sentence, "I'm so fat," from your bedroom. Second, find lingerie that makes you feel like the sex queen you really are. If you're a curvy girl, you look and feel sexiest with your bosom supported and booty well covered. So find a bra and panty set with these features. If you're A cup, create cleavage by choosing a good old-fashioned push-up bra. And they still make them. They still around. Then trying to hide belly fat, opt for a pretty lace camisole or high-cut brief panties. You'll feel more comfortable. And let's be honest, they won't stay on long anyway. So, you know, if you have, I used to, you know, have insecurities about my body because, like, I'm a full-figured girl, you know, but then I said, I'm not going to be having insecurities about my body because none of the.
That's exactly how I feel, right.
Because none of the guys that I've ever been with made any complaints to me about my body, you know, saying that I was too big or I wasn't big enough or my breast wasn't big enough or my breast was too big. You know, I've never had a guy to complain to me, you know, about the issues that I used to have with my body. So I said, well, you know what? This is my body, and I love me, so I got to love my body. And if somebody don't love my body, that's on them. You know, we don't have to be together because you be with who you want to be with, the person you want to please, that's the person you be with. It don't have to be me.
You know what? I learned that a long time ago, and I've always been a big girl. Like I'm actually smaller now than I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm enjoying the fact that I'm getting a lot. I mean, I've always gotten attention. I'm always a pretty girl, but now I'm getting, you know, especially since I'm trying to get my name out there, I'm getting a lot of attention. I got fans. I call them hoppers, pink mm-hmm. bunny fans. so. I have a following, and I had to learn a long time ago, I am who I am. I look the way I look. This is what it is. If I don't like it, then I do something about it. I don't need you in your comments to say, oh, well, when are you getting this done? Are you getting your boobs done? Or are you getting this? You know, no, I don't need that. So if I'm insecure with my body, I have to change it. And so I learned to love myself however I look. And
right.
If I'm insecure about it, that doesn't show that I love myself. And like you said, men love confidence, and I'm confident in I'm the coolest person I know. So it ain't getting any better.
Yeah, because like I said, I used to have insecurities, but, you know, then I turned that around. I said, well, this is the body that I'm in. I, you know, live with it every day. And true, I'm a full-figured woman, and I used to be smaller, and I really wish that I could get back down to that size, which eventually I may or I may not, because I don't have any health issues at this particular time, but I just don't want to develop any, you know, over time, and it's going to be something that I'm going to do for me. I'm not going to be doing it to be cute or to get a man or to please anybody. It's going to be for me. You see what I'm saying? Because you have these women that been big all their lives, and all of a sudden a man coming into their life and telling them, well, you know, you need to lose a few pounds, and they're going crazy trying to lose this weight and getting sick and, you know, going through all these mental changes. But, you know, when you come in my life and I'm already, you know, my size, don't get in my life and then tell me, well, you know, you need to lose some weight. Because, number one, if you felt that way from the beginning, you had no business coming into my life. I have control. I'm the one that takes the control and do what I want to do with my body and with my life, you know.
Well, only if it's like something to the fact whereas, you know, some people that get into a relationship, they start, you know, they go out to eat a lot and they don't really, you know, exercise like they used to because they want to spend a lot of time together. So they gain like 10 or 15 pounds or whatever. So in that case, if the woman does that, then I would say it's okay to – or if your man says, honey, you know, since we've been together, you packed on about 15, 20 pounds, you might want to introduce yourself to the treadmill. That's okay.
Yeah, well, that's something different, but I'm just saying if you came into my life and I was weighing, say, like 195 pounds, and I maintained that weight, and you already knew this, then all of a sudden you're going to come and say, well, you know, I think you maybe should lose a few pounds. But, you know, like you said, if
oh, yeah,
he came
no,
in and
yeah.
I put on maybe 20, 30 pounds, I can understand that, you know, but don't accept me then once we get all lovey-dovey, all of a sudden you want me to lose weight, you know.
Or to stop a habit that has already been established before you were even in the picture.
Right.
Like,
well,
if she's doing something that you met her doing, don't try to tell her to stop doing it.
Right. Or not unless it was my health was involved. You know, maybe you could say, well, you know, I really don't want you to, maybe we should go to the gym together because I don't want to see you on this diabetic medicine, or I don't want you to be on high blood pressure medicine. You know, something to that effect. But don't, you know, come into my life and then tell me, after, you know, I've maintained my weight, same weight, we've been together 2-3 years, and all of a sudden you come and tell me you want me to lose weight. A red flag is going to go up or something, you know.
Yeah,
but, you know, like you had mentioned, if I had put on maybe 20, 30 pounds, once he came into a relationship, he may, you know, come to me and say, look, baby, maybe we need to, you know, start going to the gym.
Yeah,
you know.
That's okay.
Yeah. I had somebody with their hand up. I'm going to bring this person in.
404,
are
you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're fine.
All right, yeah, I came in the call kind of late, so I can't really speak upon everything. I'm definitely going to go back and listen to the call. This is Just Ask a Black Man, and I'm enjoying it so far, but I definitely plan to go back and listen to the call because I like what I'm talking about. But the reason why I decided to jump in for a moment, because you actually said talking about something that's kind of close to my heart. And something you said, I definitely have high regards and respect for you saying it because that was my problem with it, but I see you understand why some men may have a problem with it. And that definitely has to do with basically, in some cases, a woman's weight. But not for the fact that she has weight, for the fact sometimes it's weight that's unhealthy for her. See what I'm saying?
Right.
And I appreciate the fact you indicated that women, okay, it's nothing necessarily wrong with you having weight issues, because I have no, I like thick women my damn self. But if it's definitely an issue for your health, you know, and you basically want to deal with a man who wants to be healthy himself, and he wants to reach out and, like you said, work with you because you may have one or two problems going on. Be open to that and don't take offense to it, because I definitely do agree with you. It's not, it's okay, you know, if you have a little thickness, because a lot of men do like that. I'm right here in the dirty South. I'm in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia. So I definitely, I like my thick women and stuff. But at the same time, like I said, if it's causing health problems and you try to say, well, baby, it's not this, it's not your weight. It's what is how it's hurting you is why I'm mentioning it and why I'm reaching out to you to do something about it. And they saying, well, I was, like you were saying, well, I was big when I met you, but I'm kind of person, I would let you know up front. So that's why, by you saying don't wait till 2 years later, I agree with you on that. Bro, if you got a problem with it in the beginning, make it known, give her the chance to save 2 years of her life messing with your dumb butt when you have these insecurities about her weight, quote unquote. So I just wanted to jump in on that because I'd have high regard and respect because you made a very important point. There's nothing wrong with necessarily having a little weight on you, but if it's unhealthy weight, like you said, you choose to do something about it. Don't just do nothing. See what I'm saying? Do something. Think about your own, you know, health, and do it for the right reason. So I agree with you on that, and I appreciate you pointing that out.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
No
you
problem.
You had a nice voice, too. What's your name?
Yeah, Just Ask a Black Man. I have a little radio show on here, too. Women call me, ask some questions about men. And y'all made some very good points about
that.
Things.
I need to be informative.
Yeah,
you
have
a whole bunch
radio
of questions about men.
Oh yeah, I got a couple of episodes on there. It's going to push a few buttons. Trust me on it, because that's how I come across. You know, Just Ask a Black Man. I'm on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook and blah blah blah, Twitter and stuff. But
Just Ask a Black Man. That's your show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's
you should
my
have an episode. Let's help Pink Bunny. She has man phones. I need.
And when does your show air?
Well, I have about 7 or 8 episodes on there now, but I use VUYOU.com, because it allows you to actually, people send you a question, you can video response. I love doing things on video, but I'm more so on VU.com. Oh, yeah, I'm Just Ask a Black Man on that one also. And on the
VU.com.
Yeah, V, the letter V as in Victor, UYOU.com. It allows you to basically, somebody can type you a question. You have 2 minutes to answer it on video live for them. Well, not live, but a live video reply.
It's been preferred.
You can see
awesome.
My face.
I'm loving it. Guess what Pink
I get down with
do.
The get down.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to check you out. I'll just just asked a black man on Blog Talk Radio, and you on Facebook as well. Are you under that same name on Facebook?
Oh, yes.
Just asked a black man.
I am loving his. I hope his face matches his voice. Oh, I'm excited to see.
Believe it or not, it's not going to match. I'm sorry to tell you, it's not going to match. People think, you know, when they see how I look and see how I sound, like, whoa, you know, because I seem, the way I look, I used to do the little modeling thing, so I feel like a laid-back, smooth kind of kid. But I'm very animated, you know, you'll find. So,
well,
so of course,
if you're animated,
videos,
you can make
see
women
that.
Laugh, you're in, like Flynn.
Wow. Okay, well, we're definitely going to look you up, Just Ask the Black Man. Okay, so thanks for calling in, and just hang on in there. We're gonna have a few more.
Bye, black man.
False defined.
Not a problem.
Okay.
I'll continue to listen. I'm enjoying it.
All right, thank you. I think
you're
we're on the eleventh way that you can find that you're not good in bed, and you don't give him any feedback. Okay, sex is like a party for two. And if you're not having a good time, your partner won't either. Sexual pleasure is best when it's mutual. And if it's not, a big part of a man's motivation is lost. He really does want to please you, so let him know how. So, you know, a woman who knows what she likes in bed is sexy. But men aren't mind readers. So you need to tell, or better yet, show him exactly what you want and need. The key is doing it in a way that doesn't ding his ego. Try sandwiching one little thing that you don't like between the two things you love. Just fill in the blanks. I really love it when you blank rather than blank, and it really blows my mind when you blank. Other ways to get your point across: gently guide his hand or shaft exactly where you want it. Or be super vocal when he's doing something you love. Say how easy that is. See how easy that is? You know, some men, they want to have their little ego stroked.
I wouldn't recommend saying that.
Saying what?
You see how easy that is? That kind of sounds like you're calling him retarded for not being
No. You don't say that to him, but I'm just saying it as far as when you... When you gently, you know, rub his shaft across wherever you want, you know, and you'll get a response from him. You know, he'll say something like, oh, that feels good, or I like that. And that's the easy part of it. You see what I'm saying? Opposed to, you know, men, they love it. They love it for us to tell them that, you know, it's good, because they just love that. Am I right, black man?
Yeah, and it's encouraging. If he knows he's doing something right and it's working for you and he has a genuine desire to please you, he's going to continue. And if he's, of course, you've got to let him know when he's doing it right or wrong. You got to kind of verbalize that, too. But trust me, if it's something you enjoy and he's doing it well, by you verbalizing, like you said, making the sounds or the response, you'll get more of it. And he'll, because if he enjoys pleasing you, of course, and the more he do it, the better he'll get at it anyway.
And, man, that goes for you, too. There's nothing worse than a quiet blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I need some vocalization. Like, let me know what's going on. Even, you know, and a no touching. No, you know, don't. You gotta touch and vocalize. Be verbal, men.
But see, some women, when you vocalize, they stop saying, "Huh, what you say?" You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta be quiet so they won't. You can't interrupt them. So they may think, well, was that too hard to ask 50 million questions? So I agree with you. I think y'all need the confirmation also, especially when you're doing it correctly. I think noises are better, you know, but when sometimes you try to, some men who are verbal, I'm not the most verbal brother, but I know that when I made the attempt and stuff, and she kept stopping, asking questions and stuff. And
what?
Like,
no,
no,
no. She needs a class. She needs a singular class. You don't stop and say, huh? Fired.
Thank you.
She'd be fired.
Okay, because it's, you know, at times you can you know, be verbal when you have an oral, but you know you don't want to be too verbal because you know you're gonna be busy, you know, keeping that thing.
No,
going,
not the girl being verbal. I'm talking about men, as in. Like,
oh, okay.
If I'm down
thing.
There.
Oh, okay.
If I'm down there, I need some feedback from him.
Mm-hmm. That is true. Opposed to him just, you know, not saying anything. Yeah.
No. Women, no. When you're down there doing business, you're working. Don't talk.
Well, you don't want your partner. I'm just saying you don't want him to say that's good. I love it. You know.
Yeah, like the more, like I don't want a whole sentences, but like, you know, every now and then, like, you know, put your hands on my head and, you know, let me know that, or instead of just like still, like I've heard stories of my friends, he was like a mannequin, just stood there, laid there, like he was afraid.
Wow.
Poor thing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's something I don't like, a quiet lover neither. I want to hear you moaning. I want you to call my name. I want you to tell me how good it is, you know, but not hold a conversation, you know, because there's nothing worse than having a conversation about something that's not even pertaining to sex, you know, but just to say.
So how was your day? Fine, honey. My boss was a prick, but okay.
No, that cannot work. That cannot work while we're having sex, okay? And funny you bring that up. That happened to me one time. Me and a guy.
No.
Yes. And he's asking me stuff about. As a matter of fact, he asked me how was my day at work. You know
while
I'm
you're
saying?
Having sex.
Huh?
Is this
wild? You know what? He did it. He just kept talking about things. Now, it would be something different. He was talking sexy and dirty and all this and that. So then I finally said to him, I said, you know what? My stomach hurts. My stomach hurts. I couldn't take it anymore because you're not even, it'd be, you know, like I said, you're talking about things that's not even pertaining to what we're doing here, you know.
But I would have shoved my panties in his mouth or something.
Yeah, well, I got up. I just, you know, got up, and that was it. Okay, the 12th reason, your guy is suddenly disinterested. Think about it. Most men are always ready, willing, and able, but if you notice your guy is more standoffish lately, you may be failing to light his fire. When a man is in love with his partner, but she's just not satisfying him sexually, he may slip into a pattern of not being in the mood as much or showing less enthusiasm when they do have sex. An open, honest, outside-the-bedroom conversation may be in order here. You can also encourage him to share a fantasy with you, then grant his wish right there on the spot. The best way to help your honey open up is to get the ball rolling yourself. During foreplay, when you're both feeling frisky and less inhibited, say, you know what I've always wanted to try? Then playfully prompt him with, now it's your turn. You know, because the man becomes disinterested, you know what happens next. He's going over to Sally's house or next door to your girlfriend, and you know. So you have to keep him interested in the lovemaking, you know, by showing being enthused about it, you know. You know, just saying little things about, you know, something I always wanted to do to you. I always wanted to taste your nuts. Oh, I always wanted to.
You think babe, I have a craving for.
I wouldn't recommend saying it like that.
Yeah. I'm not saying it
what
like
kind
that,
of
but you know,
walnuts?
Just right. Just you know, that's just prompt and prompt.
How about
you know, just things that you would want to say to him to make him interested and keep him interested in, you know, being with you opposed to. Here I go with this boring mess again. She ain't talking. She ain't moving. She ain't doing nothing. Lord have mercy. You know, be enthused. Come in that big
woman. I'm very curious to know, Mr. Blackman, how long would that last? If your girl, say you were dating a girl for like a year, and the second year, the sex is real whack, like it's boring and you're not looking forward to it, how long would it be until for you to have whack sex for you to dump her?
Well, usually you don't dump her, she dumps you, because when the man decides to step out and find somebody who's going to fulfill those sexual fantasies and get caught, she dumps him. So most of the time, because after about a year or two, there may be a bond, a real emotional bond. So for the producer, his emotions, he stays in a relationship, and sex is not a priority because something else may hold priority, which is a good reason to stay in the relationship because of how she feels, supportive, whatever it may be. But sexually, he'll deviate. But one thing a woman has to understand is, because a lot of women that I come across say, you know, I do all the things he's saying, blah, blah, blah. And it's not necessarily it's not necessarily about what you do. What's most important is how you do it, because you can do, oh, he told me like his penis sucks, and I'm going to suck his, I suck his penis. Well, see, number one, you may only go halfway. Yeah, you're doing it, but you're only going halfway, or you're only doing it for 2 minutes. But Sally next door, number one, she'll try to gag her butt out, and she'll do it until he has to push her head off, doing the same thing, but she's doing it differently. You know what I'm saying? So I tell women they complain about this, I say, it's not necessarily that he don't like you doing those things, because if you say he like them and you do them, but he still complain, it's how you're doing it. So to me, that has to be a conversation too. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I dig it.
So, I mean, that's important. So normally after a year and stuff, and if he's still in the picture, you know, he's either going to say it because she's going to make it, you know, what's up, you know, why you ain't blah, blah, blah. And he's going to just outright say it, and it's going to end. But 9 times out of 10, you know, if he's okay with the sex life being what it is and still happy, yeah, he's doing something else somewhere else.
Mm. Wow. Well, you heard that from a man. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, black man.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, number 13, you clam up when things heat up. If you like what your sweetie is doing, let him know it. You don't have to wake up the whole neighborhood up, but in a few well-placed moans, will let your guy know he's on the right track. And although many women feel awkward about how they sound when they orgasm, most men like a vocal partner. After all, it's a surefire sign he's pleasing you. If you're normally the reserve type, go ahead and pump up the volume. And a little dirty talk never hurts either, which is something many women aren't doing, but the guys love. It can't sound fake. You don't like that.
I'm going to chime in here because I'm very vocal, as you can tell. And I once had someone tell me to settle down. And I just looked, I like totally just froze, like somebody just stopped the record, and I said, are you serious?
Oh, because you was being vocal and...
Yeah, because I was very vocal. He said, settle down. And I went, I finished enjoying myself, and I went home.
Wow.
Never called him again.
Well, you wasn't supposed to, because he obviously he seemed like, well, I don't know, but was he quiet? He didn't make any noise or anything?
He was very quiet, but I'm not like that. That's for me. And he told me, he said, settle down. And I just looked at him like, for real? Get out of here.
Where do you hear that at?
Where do they make you from?
Wow. That was discouraging.
Yeah. So I finished. I went home.
That's what you were supposed to have done, darling. Exactly.
I got mine.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into 14. You're a speed demon. Sex is fun, right? So you should want it to last as long as possible. While we're fans of the occasional quickie, if you regularly send your guy barreling toward the finish line so you can get back to making your to-do list for work tomorrow, he's going to sense that sex with him is not a top priority for you. Now that's the time to be a tease and postpone the big bang. Instead of rushing to the finish line, bring him to the brink with your hands on your mouth or both. With your hands or your mouth or both, and then slow things down when he's about to come. Doing this a few times creates a blissful build-up to the final act. We guarantee he will be back for more.
There's a many exceptions to that.
Yeah.
There's exceptions to that, because that can be frustrating, especially, it all depends on, it can be frustrating because, see, you know, I can't speak for all men, but some men, you know, once we come close, if it drops back because of what y'all call the tease, sometimes it may take longer to get back to it, and eventually the intimacy becomes work. And when it becomes work, it's no longer fun. So if the man has to work harder, you know, so where now he's focusing on one thing and he's no longer into what y'all doing, but what he's trying to accomplish himself because he wants to get there. And that teasing thing, he may not say nothing, but it can become aggravating. But some men, because they want to prolong, they may be pre-ejaculators and wanted to go, and she say, okay, I don't want you to some so soon, you know, I'll work it out and blah, blah, blah. That probably will work for some of them. But when you know already put in that good 15, 17 minutes and 43 seconds of stuff, it's like, okay, we almost at the 20-minute mark. You know, at this point in time, we both sweat. You know, we need to sit back and relax after we both had ours. Hopefully she got hers. But she's going to drag another 10, another 20 minutes. Yo, I don't know. Unless she got a very strong back and some serious endurance. I'm 43, well, 44 now. It's like, yo, sweetheart, when we get close there, you know, either we got to have that mutual pleasure, hopefully, or like I said, hopefully she didn't got hers. But if you keep that, I mean, I'm saying it's not all. I'm just speaking on for some men, not all men. So I'm not speaking for all men. Some men may love that. Oh yeah, I'm not gonna be ready, and I wanna. Nah, women can have multiple orgasms.
It goes down and stays down.
Yeah, if it goes, when you lose it, you got to do a lot of more mental to get it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm ready for as long as you can be ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you
I have
one. I'm on. Hey.
Yeah. Well, number 15, make him better in bed tonight. We know you love your man, but let's be honest. Aren't there a few things you wish he'd do differently between the sheets? If sex has become a little predictable, here's the good news. You can make your guy a better lover without damaging his ego. After all, he really does want to blow your back out. Here's how to turn things around tonight. Talk to him about it, just not in the sack. Try bringing up the issue, what you'd love to change. Just make sure it's outside the bedroom. These types of talks are better had outside of sexual situations.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to lead from a positive place. It suggests asking your partner to share what he likes best and the least about your sex life. Then you'll have the forum to share your own thoughts. So do anybody have any closing remarks or anything they'd like to add to that?
Well, that particular thing there, some men are some men, because it depends on their impression of that woman. For example, if they met this woman and she's a God-fearing woman, a strong Christian for the most part, there may be certain things he may not share because he may feel it's inappropriate to say to her based off his impression of how she may take it due to her lifestyle, quote unquote. But so when a woman, to me, is open and honest and like y'all have been, very vulgar, very blunt about it, he's more comfortable being just that open, that honest, and that blunt about it. But some women like, you know, I like good love making. He don't want to say, I want to fuck your brains out. You see what I'm saying? He don't want to say that because he don't want to turn her off. So to me, by a woman being able to be as open and honest, that's where she is, it'll help him too. So when she can, like, I do agree with you outside of the bedroom, but when you have that communication about this, being blunt about it, don't worry about it. I don't want to sound too forward. Oh, that stuff gets on my nerves when they get that little trip. I don't know who's telling them that they can't be open and honest with their lover. I don't know who told women that, but it need to be smacked in the back of their neck, because
exactly.
It don't work for us. Because when y'all hinder yourself and limit yourself, we do the same thing. All of a sudden, the total truth is not out there. Then I can't speak for a woman, but then the man's playing it. He's having nice sex, but not that raw, gritty, make me want to come back to her sex, because he needs to be nice about it. So to me, like, I agree with you. Talk about it outside of the bedroom, but be as open, honest, and gritty as possible. Don't hold back. If you say pussy instead of vagina.
Exactly. Right. If you got to, be the coach. Like, if you're, you know, together having sex, he wants to hear, damn, baby, this is good dick. Oh, you got that good dick. Tell him if it's good. Vocalize.
Yeah.
If you want to say it, then say it. Dick is not a bad word.
No,
yeah.
It's not. Because dick is somebody's name. We used to read about Dick and Jane in school.
That's right. It's not a bad word. First of all, I hate censorship. So if I want to say something, I'm going to say it. And I think that whoever invented bad words and good words, I don't really like that person, because a word is a word. Why can't I say fuck? It's a word.
Yeah.
It's a descriptive word. It's an adjective. You know, it's a verb, noun, all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one word that I can't say that I want to be fucked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Because
that's how I want it. I don't want slow lovemaking. I want you to pound on me like a porn star and do
finish. You know what I mean? Like, this is the descriptive words I know. Use them. Read Penthouse letters.
In reference to that, now when for those women who choose to verbalize, you know, say how good it is, you know, you don't got to say it the whole entire time. Eventually, it gets monotonous or it starts to sound fake. You know, okay, babe, I know it's good. Okay, tell me when it changes up, when it's not good anymore, or you know, faster, slower, certain things. I think I agree with you on the instructions. Men don't really mind; they don't really intimidate us because if we ain't doing it right, we want to do it right. So you may say faster, harder, whatever. It don't really hurt a man's feelings. Unless he just can't do it fast or hard. Then he may say, well, damn, baby, you know, whatever, I just got off work or whatever the case may be. But to me, you know, when it comes down to it, when he's doing, that's the spot right there, yeah, you know, and just pay attention because you have to watch, pay attention to him. If you see he's continuing trying to do that, you know, then obviously you say to yourself, he's trying to please me. Then you know what you're saying is working. But if it don't really make a difference or he change up all of a sudden, he's being selfish. He's being a selfish lover. So you have to definitely pay attention to his body language, too, based off of what you say. Is it encouraging him? Is he working harder? Because sometimes you say, that's good, baby. He might start pounding like he's hammering a nail. Like, yo, you don't have to kill it. You know, I want you to shake it, but I don't want you to kill it. Some men just get too excited. So you have to, you know. Don't be afraid to touch his hips, you know. Don't be afraid to grab his booty and make him do it right. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Mm-hmm. Work it out in that bedroom. You know, that's what you're in there for. Don't, you know, if you have inhibitions, you know, you got to work it out between you and your partner and get rid of them. Because when you're with that one person that's your sunshine, that's your lover, your confidant, your yin, your yang, that's the person that you don't hold back from. You give it all to them, you know. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we're at the end of the show, and I have a few little announcements I want to make before we close out. Danny had the night off tonight. Friday is my musical show. I think I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to have slow jams and happy hour mixing it up. And Friday at 11 p.m. on Cinemax, Zane's program, The Jump Off, is going to premiere. April the 3rd, Bringing Sexy Back, the topic of that particular night is going to be oral sex, a step-by-step guide. And if you guys have any topics or anything that you want us to discuss on these shows, feel free to send me an inbox, or either you can send me an email to gjdelicious37@gmail.com. And anything is nothing off. No holds barred, but we don't talk about, you know, children in any type of sexual way on Bringing Sexy Back. But anything from relationships to sexual situations is what we discuss here at Bringing Sexy Back. I appreciate you calling in, Black Man. I'm going to check out your websites and come back. You know, and Friday, like I said, it's going to be my musical show. And the first Friday and April is going to be open topic. That's where me and Rhea do open topic, when you can come and talk about, discuss anything. That's at 11 p.m. A musical show is at 10:30. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/GailDeliciousJohnson. Friend me. Pink Bunny, put your information out there.
Yes, go ahead and visit my blog. It's Pink Bunny, B-U-N-E, 420. blogspot.com, and it'll see my vlogs and my blogs, my writings, and any little video clips I want. So go ahead and check me out, pinkbunny420.blogspot.com.
And her blogs are very, very interesting, so I encourage you guys to go over there and check her blogs out. Also, we have Miss Kane in the house. I'm going to let you guys know every Monday she has a show, celebrity gossip, and sometimes she comes on during the week. But check out Miss Kane's Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Mountain Time, or, you know, she's in Alabama, whatever time it be down there. But that's every Monday. And Penelope Flynn is in the house. Hey, girl, what's been going on with you? Glad you stopped by. Mr. Talk is in the chat room, and everybody who stopped by in the chat room, I appreciate that. I appreciate you, Rhea, Pink Bunny, and everybody who's listening from any device that this program is available on. I appreciate you guys for stopping by. And, you know, like I said, see you guys Friday on my Friday musical show, and next week on Wednesday show. So with that being said, everybody have a beautiful night. And see you guys Friday.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
for everybody.